with him.
Yeah.
And I missed the church.
Okay, this is August 4th, part 2. Okay, now we'll do some reading. I'll read first, and then you can recite after me. Pancha Sikha Padani.
Pancha Sikha Padani.
Does anybody know the meaning?
Five.
Yeah. Okay, the word pancha is five. Is that singular or plural? Okay. And then Sikha means training, and Pada, of course, has many meanings. Maybe you could say step. So literally it's five steps of training. So sometimes they call it the five training factors, five training rules. And more freely, they call it the five precepts, but usually five precepts run as pancha sila. Okay, so let's. Now I feel, after many years as a monk, it's really like. Panati pada ceremony. If you've ever heard the monks of Sri Lanka giving the precepts. Or sometimes the little monk with the high voice. Panati Too bad Venerable Subodha isn't here. Okay, but a normal voice. Hard to do without laughing. Panati pata veramani.
Panati pata veramani.
Sikha padang.
Sikha padang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Okay, panati pata, what case is this? Right, it's the ablative. It means from the destruction of life. And so it's ablative because the next word, veramani, means abstinence or abstaining from or abstaining. So abstinence or abstaining naturally goes with the ablative. So abstaining from the destruction of life. Then we have Sikha Padang, training rule. And what case is Sikha Padang? Right, it's the accusative because it's the object. And then the verb is Samadhiyami, which means I undertake or I take up. So I take up the training rule of abstinence from the destruction of life. Okay, the next one. Adina Dhana Veramani.
Adina Dhana Veramani.
Sikha Padang.
Sikha Padang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Okay, so the only thing different here is adina dana. So adina dana is literally, first we have adina, means not given. Dina means what is given. Then the initial A negates that. So what is not given. And then that's joined with the noun adana, which means taking away.
I'm sorry, Bhante, what did you say Samadhiyami translates to?
Undertake, it's the first person, singular, I undertake, or I take up. Okay, so here we have adina dana, that is, literally it's the taking of what is not given. And again, what is the case?
Ablative.
Yeah, it has to be ablative. So, I undertake the training rule of abstaining from taking what is not given. Okay, next one. Kamesu michachara.
Kamesu michachara.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikapadang.
Sikapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
So we have the word first. Kamesu, what case?
What is it?
Locative. Yeah, I was waiting to hear ablative. Okay, so kamesu is locative, so it means in sense pleasures or in regard to sense pleasures. Then we have micha chara. This comes from first the prefix micha, which means wrong, and then achara means conduct. So we put michachara together, we say misconduct. And what case is michachara? What case? Yeah. So it's, in this case, it has to be the ablative. And then we have veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. So I undertake the training rule of abstaining from misconduct in regard to sensual pleasures.
Achara was conduct? No.
Yeah, conduct, yeah. Conduct, behavior. Okay, musavada veramani.
Musavada veramani.
Sikapadang samadhiyami.
Sikapadang samadhiyami.
So here we have musavada. Musa means false, and vada means speech. And so this is, I undertake the training rule of abstaining from false speech. Okay, next is a long compound.
From Veramani, is the V pronounced like a W? Or is that just...
Yeah, this is an interesting point. I've heard the Buddhas from different countries pronounce it slightly differently.
Or is it just an accent that's... Because, like, I know in the East, a lot of people, when they're speaking, when they see or say a V, it comes out as a W. And I don't know if that's just...
Yeah, for this reason, I sent people that chanting of the Bangladeshi girl who was chanting very beautifully. The way I came across that is that I was searching for... to hear how an Indian person would enunciate the V, what's printed as a V. And the way she was reciting it, it sounds to me simply like a V. But I've heard Sri Lankan monks enunciate it. It's almost like halfway between a V and a W. So we find it difficult to reproduce that unless one has sort of been brought up.
Well, yesterday when Bhante Dhammadipa was doing the precepts, he pronounced it as a W, kind of.
Mm.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe that is from the Sri Lankan influence of way to pronounce. And the Thais, it sounds much more clearly as a W with the Thai chanting. But as I said, the Indian recitation that I've heard, it sounds very clearly like a V.
Okay.
Okay, so here we have Sura Maria.
Sura Maria.
Mudja.
Mudja.
Pamadatana.
Pamadatana.
Veramani.
Virmani.
Sikha Padang Samadhiyami.
Sikha Padang Samadhiyami.
Okay, so sur, you know, there are these fine distinctions. Sura is like liquor. Maria is wine. And Madhya is any intoxicant. Pamada is literally, it's like heedlessness. This is the Chinese fang yi. And tana is a case or a state. So it seems literally, it seems to be saying, I undertake the training rule of abstaining from the state of heedlessness, then implied through liquor, wine, or any other intoxicant. And so it seems to me like literally it's saying to avoid heedlessness through the use of intoxicants. But the way the commentaries interpret it, they say that the tana here means the cause of, the basis of. So they explain that it means to abstain from liquor, wine, and intoxicants, which are the basis for heedlessness, which are the cause of heedlessness.
So it's okay to be heedless as long as alcohol is not involved?
Well, of course, the Buddha says never that one should never be heedless.
But what the bigger question would mean, is it okay just to have a glass of wine that would have no effect on one's faculty?
Even sharper.
Why drink it then if it has no effect?
No, I have to say, you know, I don't criticize people in Europe who, when the family sits down to have a meal, if they pour a little wine and one just, because I think, I'm not European, of course, but I think people in Europe will have wine, just a little wine, just as a dinner drink, not to get drunk. But the way the Buddhist tradition interprets this, it's not to drink at all. But if somebody, you know, says to me, you know, sometimes at family gatherings, you know, they give me a little wine, did I break the precept? I tell them, as long as you're earnest in trying to live a moral life, don't worry about it. You know, I don't say, oh, you're committed terrible deed. But one has to be careful, especially if a person is psychologically weak, they have to be careful.
But the way you pronounce Maria?
Yeah. Maria.
Should it be spelled differently? Because how do you get an E sound out of A-Y? Is it? I'm not sure. I was confused when I chat this.
Meiraya. Aya, aya.
It's aya.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Meiraya.
Meiraya, yeah.
Meiraya or Meiraya?
No, no. I think the accent is on the first syllable. Meiraya. Not Meiraya. Meiraya. No, that's Meiraya.
Meiraya.
No, no, you're elongating. Meiraya. It's easier when you're reciting the whole thing. Sura Maria Madhya. Aya Santusika, you?
Well, I was just going to make a comment about the consumption of alcohol.
Yeah.
And just that I've found that it's helpful for people just to be invited to reflect on how it makes them feel.
Mm.
So I agree with you about not condemning or making a big thing out of it, but to just to invite that mindfulness, like, how did that feel?
Mm-hmm.
Just as a thought.
Yeah.
Could we see your picture again, or if we're not going to the
okay.
text?
Yeah.
It would be nice to see you. Thank you.
How do I turn off the share screen?
How do you share
just
the screen?
Oh, I see. Okay, I finally. Am I now back? Yeah, okay. Okay, let's go on to the next. Yeah, let's go on to the verse number 2, or the second passage. Okay, these are some verses from Anguttara Nikaya. Yatapi chando vimalo.
Yeah. Yatapi chando vimalo.
Kachang akasa datuya.
Kachang akasa datuya.
Sabe tara gane loke.
Sabe tara gane loke.
Abhaya ati rochati.
Abhaya ati rochati.
Tateva sila sampanau.
Tateva sila sampanau.
Sado purisa pugalo.
Sado purisa pugalo.
Sabe macharino loke. Chagena ati rochati.
Chagena ati rochati.
Okay, let's take this line by line. Okay, yatapi is just as. This is piru, right? Chinese piru. Chando is the moon. And then vimalo is here, it's an adjective describing. Yeah, okay. It's an adjective describing the moon, and it means stainless or pure. The word mala means a stain. Mala is the Chinese go. So vimalo is without a stain. This would be. Ugo, right? Ugo.
Ugo.
Mayo go. Okay, so just as the moon stainless, then gachang, okay, the note tells you the grammatical form. This is the short present participle nominative singular. It's the same as gachanto, but because this is verse, so they have to fit into the meter, and so they drop the toe. It just becomes gachang, and of course it means going. Then akasa datuya, this would be through or in the space element. Or in the realm of space. Or maybe even we could say the sky. Maybe that sounds like more normal English. So just as the stainless moon traveling through the space element or the sky.
So Bhante, akasa datuya, this is for case?
That's that special case.
I think it's instrumental. Yeah, I think so. Because.
Do they share five cases that end?
I think places in which one moves, they use the instrumental, I think.
Oh, instrumental way.
But because it's a the feminine indirect cases all look the same.
Yeah.
I think it's instrumental. Yeah, like it's like something like by way of the sky. Okay, then we have sabetaragane loke abhaya adirochati. First we take the verb, which is adirochati. Now rochati means to shine, and the prefix ati gives the sense of to exceed, to be foremost. So in this case we would say it outshines. Then abhaya would be the instrumental of abha, which means light. Are you familiar with the word abha? Any of the Chinese nuns? Do you know the word abha? You never say Namo Amitabha. What is Amito?
Oh, Amitabha.
It's Amitabha, right? And what is Amitabha? But Amita means unlimited, and Abha means light. So, in this case, again, the moon outshines by its light. Sabbe is all. Tara are stars. And gane is a group, a multitude. This would be in Chinese, zhong. So the multitude of stars would be zhong xing. Xing is what tone? Fourth tone?
Fourth.
So it's zhong xing. And then loke, of course, in the world.
Would that maybe be alluding to like a constellation or something?
The constellation?
Like a multitude of stars?
I think it's just referring to all the stars seen in the sky.
Yeah, I think the glossary has
galaxies. Well, that's sort of using a modern scientific concept. This is just very, you know, what one sees with one's eyes. One doesn't think of galaxies. I mean, you could use galaxy, but it's just on a full moon night, you see the moon is shining more brightly than all of the stars in the sky. Okay, so putting it all together. So just as the stainless moon going through the space element or going through the sky outshines by its light all the groups of stars in the world. Then we have, that's the simile, then the application. Tateva sila sampano sado purisa pugalo. So in the same way, that's tateva means just like that, or in the same way. Sila sampano means, well actually, the noun here, we take purisa pugalo, that means the person. Then the person is being described as sila sampano, the person endowed with virtuous behavior. And sado, the person who has faith. So just so, the person who possesses virtuous behavior and has faith. Then in the next line we go to the verb atirochati. Again, outshines, then we have the instrumental chagena by his generosity, by his charity. Sabbe macerino loke, all the miserly people in the world.
Loke is people?
No, loke is in the world.
Oh, okay.
I just added people.
Oh.
Because it's
okay.
Macerino, miserly ones. But to make it less abstract, I just put in miserly people. Okay, so just as the moon, the stainless moon, moving in the space element, outshines by its light all the groups of stars in the world, just so the person who is endowed with virtuous behavior, who has faith, outshines by generosity all the miserly ones in the world. Any question about this verse?
Sampanno means...
Sampanno is possessed of, possessing, possessed of.
Dante, the case of Macerino would be genitive?
No, no. Because it's parallel to the simile line, sabbe tara gane. So tara gane, here it's the object of atirochati, outshines. So that the moon outshines the groups of stars. So it's the object, which means it's the accusative case. So now it's the person possessed of virtue who outshines the misers, all the misers. So it's accusative. Accusative plural. Well, it's 2:56. I think we'll stop here. If there's any more questions, any further questions? Suki.
Going back to the first one, Vantasika Padani, Mitcha Chara, you said it's Mitcha plus Achara?
Yeah.
It's not Mitcha Chara, Mitcha plus Chara, because Achara, I cannot find it.
It's a long A, Achara.
Achara?
Yeah, it could be either, because...
Achara, okay.
Yeah,
achara.
Micha is a long A.
Right.
So it could be either Micha joined with Chara, but the word Chara is very rare. Usually when it's referred to behavior, it becomes Achara.
Achara, okay.
With a long A, not the short A.
Isn't that the word for Buddha Gosa? Acharya?
Oh, that's a different word. That's acharya. Acharya means teacher.
Okay.
But actually, acharya, it must be based upon the same root and prefix. Acharya. But achara. I just want to see if chara is listed separately in the dictionary. Yeah, chara does occur, but I think let's see how we analyze Micha Chara. Well, the dictionary seems to treat it as a combination of micha and chara. But I would take it to be achara. Let me just do a quick. Ooh.
So one accomplice in virtuous behavior. The sila sampanna. Sila sampanna. One.
Okay, it supports my supposition. Since it says kamesu micha chara, okay, kamesu, it says metuna sama charesu, then it has micha charo. You see, it has lamaka charo. Lamaka means low or like vile. Then it's joined with acharo, where if it was chara, then it would have been the short A here, rather than the long A. Okay, so that will be the ending for today. Oh, then next week, I won't be here, so we don't have the class next week. So let's see, today is the 4th, 11th, we don't have the class, the 18th is the next class. Okay, so we'll end with the three vows to the Buddha.